Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Raiders!
First and 10 at the Colt 41. They move from their own 15. This time the Colts will send a blitz. Middle blitz. Mahomes over the middle. Caught Kelce at the 25, and he's ankle tackled as he rolls forward. A flag is thrown on the near boundary. A 17-yard pickup pending the penalty. Jalen Moore is in as an extra blocker. They have Juju Smith-Schuster as a tight for the right side. Jalen Moore, extra blocker. As the Chiefs go tackle over tackle, they give it off Kareem Hunt. He dives right into the mouth of the Colts. Touchdown, Kansas City. And he put his shoulder pad right into the face of the Colts. And the Chiefs have their first touchdown of the game. They'll go for two. 2 minutes to go in overtime. 20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
To 20, time. Winchester to snap it. Ariza to hold it. The Chiefs have never led in this football game. Ariza waits for the go signal. Butker's kick is good, and the Chiefs have not led in this game until now. They get a walk-off field goal in overtime from Harrison Butker. Kansas City 23, the Colts 20 in overtime.
Suck it, Colts fans. It's a little rude. I apologize for that.
No, suck it. Let's go.
Where's Bob? Was the trip to Jersey planned? His parents are okay. Yes, Bob is in New Jersey.
Yep.
He'll be back next Monday on, I believe, December 1st.
Yeah, all planned. Family, smokehouse turkey on the way. Don't worry. They're going to be great.
This is the Mac and Dusty show.
It's getting musty this morning, baby. Ooh. Chiefs win.
That's right. That's right. You better believe it.
Woo!
You know what song doesn't hit today?
Hey, watch out for the Smithies! This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue.
Suck it, nerd.
Suck it, geek.
Sorry. I know you're a good kid. I don't mean that personally.
Hi, Swifties.
You come.
Hey, yeah.
At the
exactly.
King. Better not miss.
That's exactly right.
I was wrong. I admit it. I love it. Reverse psychology sometimes works. Whether you believe it or not, it was reverse psychology.
That's what it was.
It was.
We'll take it.
It is.
It is. I swear.
Yeah. Players are not in Josh Allen's galaxy. The galaxy is Josh Allen. Everybody else, it is.
Two interceptions, 0 touchdowns.
Boy, that defense for Houston's really good. And they'll make good quarterbacks look bad. J-Mac with the news. I think that's a pretty good Colin.
That was great. No, it's awesome.
Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are back. And for those of you that doubt him, don't doubt him. Baker Mayfield coming up next. It is.
913 says cranberry sauce drop now.
Better believe it.
This is our Colts.
This is our team. Watch out, Swifties. Hey, here's your team, your Colts. How come you don't? You can watch out, Swifties. Watch out, offensive coordinator, for not giving Jonathan Taylor the ball. That is a colossal failure there.
One carry in the fourth quarter?
That is a colossal failure.
Oh, my.
I mean, they showed him more on the bench than anybody else in the game. They did.
That's the offensive player of the year. That's an MVP candidate. That's your best player.
Correct.
You're up 11 in the fourth, one carry. That's Baltimore Ravens type stuff, dude.
Might as well put Gardner Minshew in if that was the Chiefs. This comes from KC Sports Network. I'm going to give them credit.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor versus the Chiefs today. 58 yards, 3.6 yards per carry, 0 touchdowns. His season average, 113.9 yards a game, 6.03 yards per carry, 1.5 touchdowns per game.
Get bent.
Well, why do teams do this? Why do teams do this every single time? The Titans did it against the Chiefs. The Eagles did it. Now, again, I was a little kind of flashback per se with that Super Bowl early in this game because they weren't using Jonathan Taylor to beat you. They were using Daniel Jones.
I mean, right? he was 10 for 11. Guys are wide open.
Play on 3rd and 1, 49 yards.
Ugh.
I was literally sitting there going, oh, son of a gun. Mm-hmm. I did not want to be right yesterday. I'm dead serious.
No, I know you did.
I wasn't sitting there going, come on, JT, be that MVP.
Come on,
Andy Kaufman. Come on, Daniel Jones.
No.
You look like you've been in my garage the entire afternoon every time they show you under center or behind the center.
Yes, exactly.
Looks completely baked off his ass. And I wasn't watching. I was watching the game as a Chiefs fan going, where the hell is Jonathan Taylor at?
Literally.
I mean, worst game of the year. Couldn't come at a worse time. They've now lost 3 games on the season. They are all 3 losses on the road. If there's ever been a team that's needed the 1 seed and the bye, it's the Indianapolis Colts. Because Denver's coming for it. And all of a sudden, that game on Christmas Day at Arrowhead could be significant. Now, you've got to bottle up what that defense was yesterday and carry it on.
Yes, continue that.
Spags was big yesterday.
Spags was freaking massive. I mean, we had Nate Taylor on last week. He said, blitz, 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 bring the pressure, make Daniel Jones get it out quick, make him beat you, make him run through his progressions, make him use his legs, which obviously he was a little bit compromised. He only ran that one time when no one was within frame, and of course he's just like jogging to the sideline, but he never really sprinted yesterday. You could see that ankle was still hindering him a bit, but they blitzed a lot. They came after him a lot. The Colts went 3 and out on their last 4 possessions. And let me just run you through it. They ran for -2 yards, then incomplete pass, Then start of a new drive, incomplete pass, 7-yard completion. Then on, this was one of the biggest ones, fourth quarter, Dusty, they're up 11, 3rd and 3. Mm-hmm. They pass it. And then next drive, incomplete pass, and a 6-yard completion, a punt, 3 passes.
Yeah.
You're up in the fourth quarter, 3 passes. And then again, they get the ball back again. They run it twice for a total of 3 yards, 1 5-yard, 1 -2, and then a 4-yard completion. That is a total of 3 runs on those 4 possessions. You are up 2 possessions in the fourth quarter.
Quick question. Is that more credit to Spags or more discredit to their offensive coordinator and Shane for not trusting what they have?
I'll give both, because Shane did what he did in the fourth quarter, directly trying to adjust to what Spags was doing. Mm. Okay, you're not going to let me run the ball? All right, fine. They're going man coverage. Let's see what we can do. They're trying to be sticky. We're going to be able to beat them. And they didn't. And they came after him, and the blitzes won. They were dynamic. They were surprising. They were what we think of when we think of Spagnuolo in the fourth quarter in a tight game. They were unexpected. They were hitting him blindside. Mm-hmm. Daniel Jones, I don't know how many sacks the Chiefs got yesterday. Did they get a sack yesterday?
I don't think we get any Big Macs today for free.
I don't think there's any Big Macs, but his jersey wasn't clean yesterday. Daniel Jones was on the ground a lot yesterday. Every time he threw a pass, he was taking a shot. He was getting hit.
We had 0. They had 4.
Yeah, they were getting some sacks. That's
but
fine.
Their 4 sacks only totaled in 6 yards lost.
And again, like, Daniel Jones was getting bench pressed to the dirt yesterday. I was pleased with the blitzes and the timing of them. It was great, and the coverage was great. I'm excited to look at the snap counts and see how much Noel and Jaden and those boys played. I don't think it was as much as maybe I still would have liked, but man, they capitalized off of mistakes. What we talked about last year is what they did yesterday. Mm-hmm. The Colts made mistakes. They should have had Jonathan Taylor in the game more.
Did you see the first response to Barnwell's tweet? From Bud Fox.
What did Bud say?
In addition, the Colts were spotted 11 points by KC/refs, yet they're still crying that KC got all the calls. Several frauds in the AFC, and we have a fraud alert in KC.
Colts were spotted 11 points?
Apparently.
Okay.
Bud Fox.
Bud. All right, buddy.
He has a blue check mark, so he must be important. 434 followers.
Yeah, that $8 a month. Really important.
Yeah.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes now 20-18 in his career in games when trailing by 10-plus points. That's playoffs included. The next highest win percentage, do you already know this? The next highest win percentage is Tim Tebow, 5-6 in those situations. Tom Brady's like 30s.
Yeah.
35-type percentage in those situations.
Long career.
A lot more games. Yes, yeah. A lot more situations, a lot more sample size, but still over 500 in those situations. Mahomes proves it yet again. And that was part of the reason I stayed with these guys. I'm really excited. It's not over. Got to win these games, but feels good. Today feels really good.
No doubt. Chiefs won yesterday 23-20 in overtime in Arrowhead. They packed their bags and head to Dallas. Is it 1980? Is it 89? Is it 75?
75.
That's our final answer?
That's my
final
answer.
No phone a friend?
1975.
No phone a friend, no 50-50, no whatever the other one was?
I'm going with that.
What were they? Phone a friend, 50-50? There was 3 lifelines. I can't remember it.
Yeah, I can't remember.
1975. That's the last time the Chiefs won in Dallas. You're going with
it. Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, the Chiefs beating the Cowboys.
Okay. He's here all morning, folks. He's here all morning. Yeah, 100%. But what a game from the defense. I mean, 20 points, didn't feel like 20 points.
Man.
Gave him pretty much 7 with a bad play.
Gave him 7, yeah, which is, I guess, what Bud's probably talking about. You spotted him 7 points off the top.
Bud Fox! He's got it all figured out. Hey, Shedeur Sanders won yesterday, too.
Yeah, I saw he had like a sick 55-yard almost touchdown pass on the run. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
It's his time. He also beat probably the worst team in football. Like, would you, could say yes, would you rather be a Jets fan or a Raiders fan? Because there's a Raiders fan that walks these halls named Kramer Samson. The Jets had a chance until they didn't yesterday. Like, I was watching the upper left corner. Weirdest day ever, not having red zone, going at noon. Had it at 3. It was cool. Not as cool. And I kept looking in the left corner. I'm like, dude, are the Jets really going to upset Baltimore right now? And then final score is like 23-10.
Yeah, they pulled. That was an ugly game as well. I was watching that on
That's
the other
back to back ugly games.
I know Baltimore. They're winning, but it's like, okay, you're not looking like I wanted you to look. Yeah, I don't
Another
know.
Another AFC team.
I'll say the Jets. I'd rather be a Jets fan.
Okay.
And that's saying a lot.
Right. I mean, like, the worst team in football right now is the Tennessee Titans at 1-10, followed by the Giants, who have been eliminated. First team of the season, eliminated from playoff contention. 2-10. The Jets 2-9, Saints 2-9, Vegas 2-9. There's your top five draft picks. Who's taking Mendoza? We'll find out. We'll talk to Derek Johnson on the other side because I know he'd be juiced up if he played in front of that crowd yesterday and what he saw from the defensive side as well. Plus, Mac Morey takes over with one word. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan with Mac Morey and Dusty Likens. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derek Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, "Oh man, we gotta figure this out."
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Chiefs victorious yesterday against those Indianapolis Colts, 23-20 in overtime. Now 6-5 on the season, on to Dallas. In just a few short days, we are now on the show, as we are every Monday, joined by DJ Derek Johnson. Brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Member-owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you. DJ, it's just Mac and I today. Bob is back home in Jersey celebrating Thanksgiving, so a different couple of voices, but how about all those voices at Arrowhead Stadium yesterday, especially noticeable on that opening drive, how crazy that crowd can affect that offense of the opposing team?
Oh, my goodness, man. I was freaking smiling, man. I was watching, you know, I was having a little get-together with my my birthday was this weekend, and my brother's was, too. He turned 50, so we were nice. I had family and friends at the house. We were all watching the game, man, then even fourth quarter, 9 to 20, mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh man, and it's just, man, we played so much complimentary ball when it mattered. It was amazing, man. With the defense, my hats off, man. That was a big time team that we beat, and man, this just lets you know, like, we got the goods. We gotta consistently show up every week, and we'll be back in this thing in no time.
No doubt about it, DJ. You talk about the defense yesterday. Indianapolis, 5 of 13 on third down efficiency, 74 rushing yards, 181 passing yards. It seems that the recipe to the Colts' success is always just give 29 the ball or 28 the ball in Jonathan Taylor and let him do his thing. They did not do that yesterday, and I want to give Spags most of the credit, but I also put blame on their offensive coordinator because you're up 20-9. You got to run the ball. You got to run some clock. And they didn't do that. And Kansas City took full advantage. So when you know you have that with your defensive leader and Spags or whoever your defensive coordinator may be, and you start to notice that they're not running the ball, do you still, like, give them the effort, or do you kind of sit back and say, we can do something different now?
Well, what happens is you try to be too smart. These teams try to be too smart, and you don't want to give Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid the ball back. So, you know, you want to keep the foot on the pedal and do all that, but you gotta do simple better, and they did not, you know, just trying to do too much, and we were ready for it. Spags was ready for it. I mean, the last, four drive, three and out. I mean, that's big-time football in the National Football League. And to be in Arrowhead, I know the crowd was, man, I was jealous. I'm like, I remember this noise right here. So and then on the opposite side of the ball, we ran the ball. We did exactly what they should have did, and we majored in that. And Kareem Hunt, man, goodness gracious. I know he's a little bit older now, and he was a good player when I was playing with him. But, man, he's freaking tough.
Yeah, I mean, they played a one-score game. They stuck true with Kareem Hunt, and they won. It was something that they did so often last year, DJ, and this year they just have not been able to win those one-score games. Is there something to be said for, like, momentum, a vibe shift? Could, like, getting that one-score game, finally that monkey off their back this year, could that propel, could that progress them forward and stick with them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Today, yesterday showed you their will to win because they overcame some things. Now, there was a couple unfortunate turnovers that happened there. I mean, two. I mean, they lost the turnover margin, the ratio, which usually when you lose that turnovers margin, you know, you usually lose the game. Depending, it doesn't matter if you're on the road or not. But they overcame it. And, man, it's just it just lets you know that that the momentum that we have, it's real. It's not a fluke. We do have a really good team. We just lost a few games early, and people are kind of like, oh, man, here go the Chiefs. You know, I should say they're about to say that because mm-hmm. we're about to get rolling. And we got some more games to win just like that, even if it's tough or not.
DJ, when you watch a win like that, and Mac and I were watching the reaction after the win when Butker hits the field goal, and Mahomes' face was like pure business. It wasn't, you know, smiling, yelling, jumping, high-fiving. It was on to the next ones, what almost looked like. How much tougher mentally can a team be after a game like that?
Well, when you are so proven and you've been to the Super Bowl as many times as they have in the last 7 years or whatever, it gives you confidence. This is not a team that's surprised, like, oh my goodness, look, we won, we came back in the fourth mm-hmm. quarter. It's like, no, we were behind because, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot for whatever reason, and we're just doing what we do. We have the ultimate confidence. That's what's really going to propel and push us forward throughout the season because we know who we are. A lot of people are guessing, like the Colts. I mean, they haven't had this success in the current recent years, and they're just having it. So they don't know how to deal with it. And just like you said, I mean, freaking, they should have just ran the ball with their, I mean, they got one of the best running backs in the league, and they didn't major in that at the end of the game and should have. But again, that's not our problem, man. The Chiefs are I don't want to speak too early, but I'm going to say it. They are back, and they just got to, man, we just got to, if we stay healthy, things are going to be good for us. We just got to get back in this race. Get back in this race.
It just feels like every time the Chiefs defense plays a premier RB1, bell cow, this guy averages 100 yards, the Chiefs go out and Spags goes out and they figure out how to stop him. What do you attribute that to the most? Is it just Spags' system? Is it that simple? Is it just gap integrity? Is there one player that really like drives that engine? How do they do that?
That's a great question. Spags is a big part of it. I'm really, really good coaches. They'll tell you it's more of the players. That's just how it is. The coaches help to put the scheme together and make things happen, you know, especially in clutch time and calling different scenarios or different plays, blitzes and whatnot. But, man, when you talk about the defensive line, you talk about Chris Jones in the middle, and when I played with Chris Jones, he played pretty good, but he's so disruptive. I mean, now you may not see him in the stat book all filled up, but man, when he's in there, people, they're running back and people are running from him because they can't block him. And then the linebackers, Tranquil and his guys, man, they make some freaking unbelievable mm-hmm. plays because the defensive line, especially Chris Jones right in the middle, they're running from him. So I love that. I see that clearly. So hats off to Spags and that defensive line. And we tackle it at the DB spot. I mean, we're a team that I don't care what DB is in there, we tackle, we set the edge, man. I love looking at our defense.
DJ, this game Thursday is kind of bittersweet for you, right? Hometown, Texas, they go play the Cowboys. Mahomes going back home. This is a big one with both teams basically winning in similar fashions against equal opponents. You look at the Eagles, you look at the Colts, you look at a walk-off field goal for Dallas, you look at a walk-off field goal for the Kansas City Chiefs. Good or bad that this game is happening so quick for a game that you win like that?
It's good. We're on to the next one. man, we're all about business, and it's not bittersweet for me. I have no love for no Cowboys.
There
I'm
you
all,
go, baby.
I'm all Chiefs.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, I grew up a Cowboys fan, but that went out the window when I went to college, and then I've never looked back. Trust me.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait for the Chiefs to win.
Hell yeah.
Love that, dude. Well, one more before we get you out of here, DJ. just kind of based on what Dusty asked, like looking at the future here, I know we're super excited today, but there are still things to improve on. Like, what do you see when Mahomes is going against the three-man rush? Like, I know Lou Anarumo does it so much. It just feels like he gets a little flustered and it's when it's drop eight.
Yeah, he's seen more drop eight than anybody in the league. So, you know, and we used to do that to Tom Brady. That shows the ultimate respect. That shows saying, hey, this guy can beat you in a lot of ways. We're not blitzing you. We're not giving him an easy out. We're going to drop everybody. Hopefully he holds the ball and makes a mistake. And, you know, I got trust in Pat. You know, at times he, you know, it's a little scrappy, but I got full trust in what Pat does. And he's seen the most eight drop coverage in the whole league, and he's just trying to figure it out. That's all.
DJ, happy belated. Congrats on 43 trips around the sun, my man. I'm glad you got a victory this Sunday, and now you get to stick it to those Cowboys on Thanksgiving. What's your favorite? What's your go-to Thanksgiving dish?
Oh, man. So my mom makes a really, really good dressing, man. I love a cornbread dressing, man. Goodness gracious,
praise
man.
Be,
put,
it, Daddy.
Put some turkey or fried chicken on there, man. I can't wait. It's going to be good.
Oh, let me come over for Thanksgiving, man. I'll ditch my family for that, man. I'll tell you what. Hey, DJ, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday, and this team might be 7-5, and everybody might be looking at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Thanks, that's Derek Johnson there for you. Brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Member-owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin. One word on a victory Monday. Let's talk about it. One word on that Chiefs victory.
Credit. Your boy did it. You got to know when to pull out that bluff. You got to know when to play that reverse psychology card. You got to know when to do it.
Get bent.
And your boy did it. If you don't believe me, statistics would prove that I've never picked against the Chiefs. We knew the Chiefs needed to win. I had to be the guy. Uh-huh. I had to go out there and take the fist first, right into the face. Took it from the text line. Took it from friends. Took it from family. I said, guys,
nice.
It's reverse psychology. Chiefs are going to lose to the Colts at home. Come on. So that's why it's there. They didn't cover the 3.5, but you knew that if somebody would have came out here and thrown a little smoke and thrown a little fire, that reverse psychology would work. And boy, did it. Credit where credit's due, Mac.
Oh,
reverse
Lord.
Psychology right here in the flesh.
God.
Kiss my ass.
Don't let him get away with it, text line. Let him have it.
Oh, they have. I thought I'd be getting roasted today.
You should be. No, I'm just kidding. It's fine. You had
no,
justification.
No, I should be.
Yeah, it's, listen.
But it's all part of the plan.
Exactly right. You know what? I'll ditto you and say, credit, hey, I was hanging here on the other side. I never gave up. This team was always in it. I knew 15. I knew Reed. I knew 87 could figure this out. And 95. Let's give Hipsa credit. Two good games in a row.
Yeah.
They did it. Love it. Super excited. It's not over. Huge game left on Thursday. And I was hearing on the other end, Mac, how you homer. You can't be doing this. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they were 5-5
history.
And you had them in Mac's pack.
I did. They'll be there again this week.
They'll be probably number one.
One word, AFC West took a tumble. A lot of L's over in the AFC West. One word on the AFC West yesterday.
Witnesses. Denver and the Chargers both having bye weeks this past week. Will the Chargers get Amari and Hampton back? Will that be enough? That's a team that desperately needed a bye week. Boy, the Chiefs could use one. Seemed like a lot of guys got hit hard yesterday.
Yeah.
But again, look, witnesses, they saw the Chiefs didn't die. They got to watch that game. That was a noon game. That was a 10 a.m. start for those Denver people over there, Mountain Time. That was a you know, early start, I guess, or whatever the time frames are. I don't know what they are, but they were all witnesses that the Chiefs aren't dead, and they both have the Chiefs still on their schedule. And guess where they play those Chiefs? In Arrowhead. So before you get to that Chargers game, you got to get past that. You got to play two Texas teams. You got to play Dallas, you got to play Houston, and then you play the Chargers. on December 14th. And boy, oh boy, would that be a great game to be at if you've got tickets to that show on December 14th against those Chargers.
I'm telling you what, that December schedule, five games as you laid it out. The Chargers, the Broncos, the Texans, those tough ones all right here at Arrowhead. Those two road games.
I believe what it goes, if I'm right, I'm not looking.
Okay, I'm not either.
It goes at Dallas, home against Houston, home against the Chargers. I want to say that Charger game's the 14th, and then they play the 21st at Tennessee. Then they come home against Denver on Christmas. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
And then they play at Vegas.
At Las Vegas.
For the final game of the season.
So, yeah, you're two.
Don't tell me I'm not locked in.
I'm locked in
because the text line from the 913, we love it. And Dusty, we trust. I try to tell you. Picking to lose and they'll win.
No, I ain't picking them to lose. Not again.
You did last year to Atlanta.
It's true.
Kiss my ass. You picked him to lose to Atlanta. Who you said today is the most dysfunctional franchise.
Disappointing, dysfunctional, whatever you want to say.
And then I pick him losing to the Colts, who are 8-2. And I'm an ass. You had him losing to the Birds with Kirk Cousins.
I had him losing to this year's Birds, too. Luckily, I got that one right. But not again. They're not losing again this year.
Yep.
Get ready, boys.
You picked him to lose twice. I picked him to lose once. And you're going to gaslight me? Get the hell out of town.
Never give up. All right, let's go to Damian Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
New chief signed.
Yeah.
Wants a running back at the aforementioned Houston Texans. I believe in his fourth year in the league now. Had a great rookie season.
Mm-hmm. And then fell apart.
Yeah, fell apart.
So much
injury
so they
situation.
They went and they're starting a rookie in Willie March, and they signed Nick Chubb,
who is
a ghost of himself after that gruesome leg injury.
Yeah.
Couldn't get on the field.
So, one word on Damian Pierce.
Yeah, I would say that my one word is fresh, or you could take away fresh and just have legs. Because, dude, Kareem Hunt had 3 receptions yesterday, right, for 26 yards. He had 30 carries for over 100. Looked absolutely just destroyed after that game, which he did it. He did fine, right? He was totally fine after did his part. But that can't happen this week. Like, I just don't see that being the same game plan. Damian Pierce, did you see what Kareem Hunt did? That might be your role. Because you said that maybe this is a factor that Isaiah Pacheco's not going to be ready in a short week. Save him for that Houston Texans game.
Maybe.
When you're going to need 3 running backs like Hunt, Pierce, and Pacheco in that game. But my one word would be fresh. Or advantage, because you do play his former team.
He plays former team.
In 2 weeks.
That. Yeah, needed, new. Like, this team has been asking for a running back. Is it Breece Hall? No. But Damian Pierce is solid. He's a body. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I don't want to see Clyde Edwards-Helaire anymore. I just don't. Love the guy. Awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
Great story. I'm over it. That's it.
It looks like if I were to take a handoff from a quarterback.
Yes, it does.
I mean, I still wouldn't gain a yard, but yet neither is he.
And he had that nice little
catch.
He
did have a good first down catch.
Yeah, the first down. Like, I'll give him that. Like, there's moments, but I would rather just have Damian Pierce.
The addition of Damian Pierce is a subtraction of Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
100%.
Which also means that Breshard Smith's plays will dissipate, even though he looked pretty stellar yesterday in the plays that he was involved in.
That screen pass was awesome, man.
Funny how it works, Andy.
Come on, dude.
Less is more.
Yes. Easy button.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey spoke to the media after the game.
Oh, he did.
Win it at the end of the game and then in overtime.
Oh, man, you just believe.
No,
you just believe
fun.
every snap.
No, it's the best, man. He's our fearless leader, man. That guy's the most competitive human being I know, and we love him for how he leads this team, both on the field and practice throughout the week. And right now, man, it's he's leading us into victory, man.
Mm-hmm. One word there, Desmond.
Cheerful. He's able to do the impersonation. He's able to be there present for the media after a win. Wasn't willing to talk last week after a loss. Obviously, it was disappointing. I get it. But I'm glad that the vibes are there. Like, I could have asked Derek Johnson the question, what's the vibe like in a locker room after a win like that? You know the answer. Electric. Gold was there yesterday. Rob Brenton was there yesterday.
Oh, vibe was just
electric. I mean, what do you think it is? They won, dude. They're all just naked, staring at you at the face. You just don't look down. You just can't look down.
But no, I think I think the best part about that whole thing is, you know, they're out there, you know, they're goofing around, man. He's doing the Mahomes impersonation.
Yeah.
It's not good, but we know what it is.
We'd love to see it. Love to see it. From the 816, trying to find it here. Over the 913, excuse me. Dusty is right. These Chiefs suck. That game was terrible.
Okay. One word.
Yeah, I love you, Dust Man. You were wrong.
Yeah.
Season's not over.
100%.
Season's not over.
Yeah, 100% I was wrong.
Doesn't mean, well, could it be over? Yeah, see, it's not complete.
I was wrong unless you believe in my reverse psychology.
Unless, yes, if you believe the, yes, absolutely. But no, this, that, they missed on some moments. They didn't capitalize on their drives. 9 points in the first half was extremely frustrating. Are there issues? Are there problems that need to be solved, need to be figured out if we want to be watching this team in February? 100 million percent, 913. But if you're going to tell me after yesterday's game, winning in overtime, overcoming those mistakes, doubling their yardage, getting a fumble in
overtime. Take a breath.
You're right. Getting a fumble in the red zone, throwing a pick in your own red zone, mm-hmm. giving them 7 points, mm-hmm. overcoming all of that. After they get the first possession in overtime, your defense, three and outs mm-hmm. in the fourth quarter, and you win the game, and you're going to tell me that game was terrible? You're the fan that we were talking about, 913. You're the guy rooting for the Colts yesterday. Mm-hmm. You're the guy, where's Jonathan Taylor? You're the guy rooting against this team and rooting for your take. And you know what I say, 913?
Kiss my ass.
You know what I think that person needs?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
damn right.
That's what that guy needs.
Damn right, man. God, sorry.
Ain't nobody buying that blank, Dusty. LOL. That's okay. That's okay. I tried to do what you guys wanted me to do. I picked them to lose, and they won. Do you want me to pick them to lose to Dallas?
Don't. Don't.
Dallas 35-0.
Oh, we're back to that for sure. Oh, that score's coming back.
Yeah, Bob didn't do 35-0. He ran.
He did not.
Reverse psychology works, except when it doesn't. But yeah, where did that defense come from? Why can't they play like that normally? Because the season was on the damn line, dude. Play like that the rest of the year, you'll really do something.
Damn right.
Oh, now the meme is different from Pardon My Take. John Daly hanging a dart. Bears 8-3. Tiger Woods looking directly at John Daly. Eagles 8-3.
That's good too. That's a good one.
That's also solid.
That's great.
That's also well done.
Those Bears, baby.
That is one word. We come back on the other side. We talk about the clutch gene and where Kareem Hunt ranks after that game and Chiefs fandom here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This is kind of one of my favorite bump back tunes. I feel like it should be 1984, but it also could be 94. Could be today.
Yeah. The juice.
That's right. You better believe the juice. The juice is worth the squeeze.
Is the juice all over the place?
Or is the squeeze worth the juice? Why is it not the other way?
Chicken before the egg? I don't know.
You know, like, why? Like, is my squeeze worth the juice? Or is the juice worth my squeeze? I don't know.
Your juice is worth my squeeze.
That's right. That's Mac Morey. I'm Dusty Likens. This is 96.5 The Fan. Mac and Dusty in the morning. It's got a sweet little ring to it. Bob in New Jersey. We'll all be back together next Monday. Mac will be in Friday with Drew Nixon from 8 until 11. A little special program.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Go 8 to 11, 11 to 2, and 2 to 5. See, this is a Bob. The juice.
Juice all the places, man.
You think he's feeling it today,
maybe? Yes. Gosh,
I know that I'm
yes.
hard.
He's ready to come on here and tell everybody, I tried to tell you, these idiots, I tried to tell you, geez, you're done, you're done, man. Brinkley, I think, is filling in for this show Tuesday and Wednesday.
I believe so.
And then you're back Friday. So Brinkley will be in this chair Tuesday and Wednesday.
And he'll be there Friday on the middays.
That's right.
Yes. Your guy, Logie Berra.
Logie Berra is with Bink?
Yeah, I think so, dude. Okay. Football knowledge.
There you go. Yeah, because I'll have to see. I'm trying to think. Wednesday morning. This is a big week for me. This is my last week. I've got to drive to Kansas to make bets.
Woo!
Because a week from today, it's officially December 1st in Missouri.
That's nuts.
That's scary.
That's very scary that you just said that. Yeah. Wow.
That's right. Missouri is legally betting on apps, sports-wise, on a week from today.
Good luck, brother. It's tough.
Somebody says, hey, that's mid-major, Mac, to you.
Damn right. Damn right. Thank you, sir.
That's right.
No, it's that Sunday night chase after a rough Sunday of betting, and you're in a legal place, and that Sunday night hits, mm-hmm. and you're chasing.
Because I don't know if I'm doing anything tonight.
We got
Carolina San Fran.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy's back, so I like Kittle.
I'll probably do something on this.
Yeah.
This will be a good game.
I like Kittle. I like McMillan numbers. I don't trust San Francisco's defense. By the way, what's going on with them and Brandon Ayuk? They refuse to pay his continued salary, and they're basically just get the hell out of here.
Yeah, he's just like not.
Shouldn't we have known this? Didn't he want to leave 2 years ago?
He didn't want to be there. And
then they did the typical San Fran thing where they wait, and then a day before the season starts, here's $145 million. Brandon Ayuk, thank you for staying with the team. Thing gets hurt. Now they're not going to pay him. Now they want him out of the
they want him
facility.
Gone. Yeah, they want him gone. They're not going to pay him the whole thing. He's saying, no, you have to pay me. He's not showing up. They don't like his attitude. Yeah, that's a debacle. That's a debacle. Kind of, he's down bad, and the Niners are down bad. Just like this texture, the 816 is down bad.
Oh?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was from the 785.
Oh, well, there's seven. Well, I guess
785's huge on down bad.
Oh, with the cream hunt. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Well, there's two. We can do both.
This is the guy that says we're sickening. How about that? Happy holidays, man.
Exactly. Happy Thanksgiving. You guys are sickening this morning. Oh. Okay. Hunt was pure S yesterday. Just because he got 30 carries doesn't mean crap.
Oh.
The Chiefs were trashed for three quarters, and if this was any other team, we would be realistic and say that the Chiefs got lucky and that the Colts just gave that game away. Sure. Chiefs came playing like that, and they will not be making the playoffs. I don't know what to do with this guy.
You guys are sickening this morning, comma. That's what he did.
What do you do with that guy, man?
Tell him to keep betting the other team.
Get bent. Fine. They'll be favored again next week and the week after that.
Which is also slightly moronic because you can't get lucky and you can't also tell a team that they threw it away. Something that can't be both.
Yeah, it cannot both be
getting
true.
Lucky would be like when, I don't know, you throw an interception, but it hits the guy's helmet and it goes up in the air and the receiver catches it and takes it to the house to win a walk-off game.
Yeah.
That's getting lucky. Having the Colts run the ball one time in their final drive when they could have ran out the clock up 20-9 with less than 2 minutes left in the third quarter and deciding not to run the ball, also getting a fumble from Kareem Hunt, and then the Chiefs going 3-and-out with 7:47 left in the game, that's not getting lucky. That is the Colts pissing down their leg and giving you the win. That was an unexperienced team on a road that was in a playoff game. That, if anything,
yeah,
that game was foreshadowing.
100%.
Because if that's what the pressure is going to look like on the road for the Colts, then that's not a playoff team. So it could also be the other side of, okay, well, the Chiefs were facing adversity. They were facing a game in which if they lost, I don't know, Max, 60% of the fan base is out.
Easily.
There was probably 30 to 35% of the fan base out in this game because of what I saw from tickets trying to sell, tickets trying to be given away to people because they didn't want to go to the game. Maybe they're doing Friendsgiving on Saturday or Sunday. But that was a huge win. And they leaned on the backs of their veteran in Kareem Hunt, Patrick Mahomes, and then they let Rashee Rice be Rashee Rice. Catch the ball in open space and do something with your body and your legs. And that's exactly what they did yesterday. That wasn't luck. That was Daniel Jones. That wasn't the Chiefs getting lucky. That wasn't, that was literally a team that had control on the road in a hostile environment, give the game away. Why? Because the defense adjusted. Because the quarterback relaxed. Because they did less and made more out of that. That's why they won that game yesterday. And because I picked them to lose because reverse psychology is awesome.
Because of reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology, dude.
I mean,
you guys are sickening.
You guys are sickening. I don't understand this. The Chiefs, I forgot that how lucky the Chiefs were that they threw an interception on their first possession and they handed the Colts 7 points. Forgot how lucky they were that the Chiefs on their first touchdown drive to tie the game, there was a phantom face mask call that didn't happen.
Anybody's lucky, it's the Colts.
Yeah.
If I'm going to sound like a homer.
I forgot I was lucky when Kareem Hunt fumbled the ball in the red zone. Yeah, all this luck that's hitting the Chiefs. Total BS, man. Come on. That team fought through adversity yesterday, something that we had questioned their right. ability to do this season. They did. With all the mistakes they made, there was a, like I said it again in the text line made fun of, there was a lot of meat left in that bone yesterday, for real.
Why were they laughing at you?
Did they think it was meat sexual? On the bone? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, how is that sexual?
Who knows? Whatever.
There's a lot of meat on the bone.
Triple the first downs or whatever it was, double the yards. Like, they dominated that game. Time of possession, what you say, 42 minutes? Like, come on, man.
From the 913, we are sickening and disgusting. Today I learned Dusty needs Bob. About. Have a good one, fellas. Did you not listen to After Hours or whenever I would do the drive or whenever I do Cody and Gold and just do it by myself? Yeah. Have a good
Talk
Thanksgiving.
To you later.
I hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
That could be towards me just as much as it's towards you, brother.
Well, again, he does want us to discuss the issues of why, for instance, it's Wallace and Connor getting playing time. Yeah. He's very down on the on Connor again.
More Connor.
Chiefs suck. They won't play their best players and make zero adjustments. Veach should be fired. Nagy, adios. Stop playing Shamari Connor. Good Lord. Veach is the worst GM. He paid a crappy right tackle so much money. Why can't we fire him?
Zero adjustments is great. Mm-hmm. 30 carries yesterday. Most in Kareem Hunt's career. His 9-season career. Most carries he's ever had yesterday. They were down by 2 possessions in the fourth quarter. Andy Reid did not stop running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They got there to Rashee Rice when they needed to. Easy. Yak plays. Let him do the work. Adjustment. Defense blitz the whole time. Adjustment. This guy, dude. Come on, man.
816. Hey, Sean Payton. How's that second half team now?
Damn right, dude.
Y'all are gross. Dude, you guys are awesome. I think you're doing great.
Noel Williams did not play yesterday, and Jaden Hicks, 29% of the snaps. It is weird, this Noel Williams thing. That is something to monitor. Christian Fulton played 1 snap yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But still, yeah. From the 816, I agree. Hicks was out there when it mattered. Are those passing plays, the plays that
he'd
you wanted him out coverage?
Yep. Against Michael.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Pippen
yes,
Jr.
He was out there when we wanted him to be out there.
Of course. Well, Groove, of course. That's funny.
You guys are sickening this morning. Coming up on the other side, we get into what is the script and how, well, we'll prove to you that reverse psychology works here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.